First of all, and first and foremost, you guys did awesome learning today. I'm very proud of you. We got
Thank
to the bottom of the Umud, and Yom Tov Shem we will celebrate on Monday by going to Emma's after our quiz. So, shkoyach gadol to all of you. And we'll figure that part out on Sunday or Monday.
I'm coming.
The next piece to share is just a few more thoughts I had. You know, when you're planning on speaking, you're like thinking the whole week about what you want to share, what you want to say. And so last night we shared things. What was the main theme of last night? The main message? The more moral, the more ethical, the better people we are, the more we are Zohar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us Eretz Yisrael. That was the message from last night. There's another message that I wanted to share. I ended up not going that direction, but it's a little different than the first one. And the message really is about achieving the impossible. I'll tell you an awesome story about the Panovich Rav. Panovich Rav was a Holocaust survivor, Rav Yosef Kahaneman, and he's a Holocaust survivor, and he's walking on sand dunes outside Tel Aviv. What are the sand dunes outside Tel Aviv called nowadays? A place that would one day be called Bnei Brak. And it's sand dunes. There's nothing there. And he's walking, and he points to a hill and says, I'm going to build a yeshiva there. And the guys who were with him were like, Rebbe, there's nothing there. Like, what are you kidding? And he says, no, I'm going to build a yeshiva there. It's going to be one of the greatest yeshivas in the world. And he says, Rebbe, you're dreaming. And the Panovich Rav has an amazing line. He says, you're 100% correct. This was after the Holocaust. After the Holocaust, European Jewry left Europe, obviously. And some of them came to Kutz Laretz. Some of them came to New York, like, say, Rav Aaron Cutler. But... And he started Lakewood. But Rav Kahneman went to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Kahneman, or the Panovich Rav, says, I'm going to start a yeshiva on that hill. And they say, Rebbe, you are insane. Rebbe, you must be dreaming. And Rav Kahneman has an awesome line. He says, you're right that I'm dreaming, but it doesn't mean that I'm asleep. I'm wide awake. I might be dreaming, but I'm wide awake. Part and parcel of being a Jew means that you can be dreaming, but still wide awake. In our parsha, when Avraham is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him that his children will be like the stars, and he says, try and count the stars. And the pasuk says again, Vayomar Hashem, meaning that they're having a conversation, I'm talking to Adir, and Vayomar Rabbi Zucker to Adir, and we start talking, and then in the middle of my conversation, I'm still talking, it says Vayomar Zucker to Adir again. Why am I saying Vayomar twice? Says Rav Meir Shapiro, who started that film, Rav Meir Shapiro, who was a young Rosh Yeshiva, who went to the Agudas Yisrael convention and says, I want to start a worldwide Torah learning program where you never ever miss a day of learning, where we're going to cover the entirety of Shas over the course of 7.5 years. The man who dreamed that from that Agudas convention, there are 25 people who made it to the first Sima Shas. Now, in MetLife Stadium in New York, you have 100,000 people coming together for your Sima Shas. When they made the Sima Shas, one of the security guards there said, I've never seen so many people in one place and not an ounce of alcohol. Rav Meir Shapiro dreamed that up, because Rav Meir Shapiro understood, like the Panovich Rav, that if you're a Jew, then you can be dreaming, but you can still be awake. And Rav Meir Shapiro, commenting on this pasuk, says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do you say Vayomar Hashem El Avraham twice? Why does he talk to Avraham twice? Because he tells Avraham, go try and count the stars, your children will be like the stars. And Avraham goes outside of his tent and literally starts counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, starts trying to count all the stars. Donnie, you ever try counting stars? You know you did that when you were little? Come on. For sure. Adir's like, I did that last night. What are you talking about? Okay, you can't try and count the stars. And it's insane to try and count the stars. But what does Avraham Avinu do? He dafka tries and counts the stars. Because for Avraham Avinu, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says we can do it, then it's not impossible. Avraham Avinu was the very first of our ancestors to say that I might be dreaming, but I'm wide awake. And when we think about all the incredible nisim that are going on, if you had told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that Belzer Hasidim would be dancing at a barbecue with Keiloni Chayalim, or told you that you're dreaming. But Kachava, we're dreaming, but we're wide awake. And what we see, incredible miracles, incredible things that the Jewish people are accomplishing right now. The amount of money that is going into Eretz Yisrael right now is insane. It's staggering how much money is being raised for Eretz Yisrael. The Jewish people are people who might be dreaming, but they're always wide awake. In our own lives, this is not the first shmooze you've heard about, like, you know, doing more mitzvos and learning more and being better and improving your midos. And We might be thinking, it's very possible we're thinking, Rebbe, you're dreaming. And the answer very simply is, I might be dreaming, but I'm wide awake. And you can be bigger, you can be better, it's entirely possible. A shas hadchak, a difficult time like this, could mean that we fall apart. It also might mean that we become bigger and better than we ever were. This is an amazing line. I hope that you'll hear me share this line again. It's an awesome line from Rabbi Benovitz this summer. It's a line originally from a Volbi. I couldn't find it in his writings. I'm going to keep looking, though. He says, El molei halayla, if not for the nighttime, ein anu yodim mahu kochavim. We would not know what stars are. If not for the nighttime, we would not know what stars are. We know the moon, we know the sun. We would not know what stars are if not for nighttime. And Rav Nevensal says that Jewish people are always compared to stars. Jewish people are compared to stars. Why? Because a star from here looks like it's very far away, very, very tiny. But what is a star really?
Massive.
A massive, beautiful, full explosion of gases that creates all this light. It's incredible. Nevensal says you look closely at any Jew in this room, any Jew in the world, you'll see that they're incredible and massive and beautiful. You just have to look closely enough. You have to get close enough, close up enough. Nevensal makes that comparison to the Jewish people. And I think Rabbenovitz's point, or Volbi's line, of if not for nighttime, we wouldn't know what stars are. If not for the nighttime, not for the darkness that we're experiencing right now, if not for the sadness that we're experiencing during this tkufa, during this war with Hamas, we wouldn't see how beautiful the stars. We wouldn't see how incredible the Jewish people are. We're seeing such amazing things coming out about the Jewish people, because if not for the nighttime, if not for the hardships, we wouldn't know what the stars are. We wouldn't know how great we personally are. If not for the hardship that we're experiencing right now, we might never find out how we individually, how each and every one of us in this room, how great we could be, how much we could shine. And there's always a reason why I'm not going to daven better. I'm not going to engage in learning. To be honest, guys, you guys are engaging amazingly in learning. We're learning awesome this week. We covered so much. I think we learned almost an entire daf in just 1 week. So you should be very, very proud of yourselves, and Baruch Hashem will celebrate. But a hard time, there's always a reason to say I'm not going to decide that I'm going to be on time to davening. There's always a reason to decide that I'm not going to be makar on this mitzvah. There's always a reason to decide that today I'm not going to say Yashir Yatzah. Today I'm going to speak Lashon Hara. But if Malah Halayla, if not for the nighttime, if not for these hard times, we'll never know how great we can possibly be. Maybe sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts us in situations where we're stressed, where we're under tension, so we can see how great we are. Last thing I'll just share is a little maisa. If anyone's ever seen a caterpillar turn into a butterfly, the three stages. Another three stages. Learn this from Pokemon. Pokemon, you had Caterpie, and then you had Metapod, and then Butterfree, which basically is teaching you like basics of animal biology. You have the caterpillar. The caterpillar spins a cocoon around itself, and then becomes a butterfly. But it's not as clear as we might think. What happens? It builds the cocoon around itself, and then it starts to break free. So a little girl, she sees that the caterpillar is trying to break free from the cocoon, and so she gets scissors, and she cuts the cocoon open, and now the caterpillar can go free, and now it can be a butterfly. Except the caterpillar, what should be a butterfly, comes out, and the body is very, very big. It's very, very fat and swollen, and the wings are very small. Because how does a caterpillar turn into a butterfly? It's not just the cocoon. It's not just the cocoon part. It's the very process of breaking out of the cocoon is what creates the butterfly. That the caterpillar has to fight its way out. It has to fight its way out, and the wings become bigger and stronger and become beautiful, become that beautiful butterfly. How much do not think butterflies are beautiful? I think they're gross and creepy. But all right, well, not enough that the world thinks butterflies are beautiful. But if you avoid the struggle, if you avoid the nighttime, you avoid the darkness, you're never going to find out. You're never going to see the beautiful butterfly because the wings won't be able to grow. They won't be able to develop. The times that are hardest for us are also the times where anyone knows from working out where your muscle tears and it grows back strong, grows back bigger. The goal of exercise is to suffer. The goal of exercise is to create darkness so that you can come back bigger, come back stronger. So, okay, we're in a time of darkness, and it's a time for us to tap in. It's a time for us tonight to go to an Oneg, to take some extra time to learn, to do more mitzvahs, to try and show up on time to davening, to try and do our best at davening, to try and be very, very makbir, like we discussed last night, on our midos, to try and represent the best midos we possibly can. We might find out in these next few weeks during this war that I can be a much nicer guy than I ever thought possible. I'll just share with you personally. When I was in 7th grade, I was not nice. I was like, pushit, 100% a bully. I was better at one-liners than anyone else. I had amazing one-liners, and a few guys like really suffered for it. It was glorious. I was so good at it. And like I just had like awesome like one-line jokes in class. No, there were a few. I was ruthless. It was really bad. And then at some point in time in my life, I decided I didn't want to do that anymore. I didn't want to be that guy. I didn't want to be the guy who's always insulting people. And so I literally worked on it. There were times where I had good lines and I wrote it down. Instead of saying it, I had the lines and I was ready to say them. I was ready to rip the person next to me apart. And I didn't because I didn't want to create that. I didn't want to be that kind of guy. When I was in 10th grade, at the end of the year, Kushner always gave awards for basically like the nicest kid around. I don't forget, they called it Lave something. And I was utterly shocked when I got it. Because I didn't think of myself as a nice person. I still don't think of myself as a nice person. But if you decide that you want to be someone, if you decide you want to be Makbid on your Midos, you want to be more sensitive, more thoughtful, then it's possible. It's doable. I literally lived it myself. There's no reason why you guys can't do the same. Maybe Bazooka. I had a lot of growth. I appreciate this listening. And now,